Dean.
According to the Nielsen ratings data, 5.019 million people saw me lose my mind. It happened on June 7th, 2004, on the set of Good Morning America. I was wearing my favorite new tie and a thick coating of makeup. My hair was overly coiffed and puffy. The bosses had asked me to fill in for my colleague Robin Roberts as the newsreader. The job basically entailed coming on and anchoring brief news updates at the top of each hour. I was sitting in Robin's spot at a small satellite anchor desk inside the second story of ABC's Glass and Case studio in New York Times Square. On the other side of the room was the main anchor desk, home to the show's co-hosts, Charles Gibson and the elegant Diane Sawyer. Charlie tossed it over to me. "We're going to go now to Dan Harris, who's at the news desk. Dan?" At this point, I was supposed to read a series of 6 voiceovers, short news items about 20 seconds apiece, over which the control room would roll video clips. It started out fine. "Good morning, Charlie and Diane. Thank you," I said in my best morning anchor voice, chipper yet authoritative. But then, right in the middle of the second voiceover, it hit. Out of nowhere, I felt like I was being stabbed in the brain with raw animal fear. A paralytic wave of panic rolled up through my shoulders, over the top of my head, then melted down the front of my face. The universe was collapsing in on me. My heart started to gallop. My mouth dried up. My palms oozed sweat. I knew I had 4 more stories to read, an eternity with no break and no place to hide. No sound bites or pre-taped stories or field correspondence to toss to, which would have allowed me to regroup and catch my breath. As I began the third story about cholesterol drugs, I was starting to lose my ability to speak, gasping as I waged an internal battle against the wave of howling terror, all of it compounded by the knowledge that the whole debacle was being beamed out live.